Welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio, speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping through obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages. I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm delighted to help you make the difference in the life of an animal by coming to you via BBS Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, and on the WPET Network. Today, we're lucky enough to talk with Beth Stultz of Pet Sitters International about the benefits of hiring a professional pet sitter. We're going to also hear from Scott Black, a professional pet sitter, and pay him a tribute for being an extraordinary dog dad this Father's Day weekend. And before we're done, we're going to get an update from Lisa Brambilla, who you heard from last week, about all that tree planting she did for World Pet Memorial Day. And of course, we'll talk pet safety before I sign off. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your furry family members, there's always more we can learn. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to listen and learn how to become the person your dog or cat knows you can be. Also, don't forget to pick up the phone and give us a call with any questions you have on what we're talking about. Call-ins are always welcome toll-free at 888-627-6008, and you can email me at petsafetycrusader@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear about in the near future. But right now, I'd like to welcome Beth Stultz. Beth has been working for Pet Sitters International quite a number of years, since 2004, I believe. She's the director of marketing, communications, and education, meaning she wears a whole bunch of hats, probably a few tails too. And this gives her the opportunity to work with all the staff and their wonderful members and partners. Beth is also really, really, really instrumental in pulling together the awesome PSI World Educational Conference and Expo each year. And next week, I'm going to bring her back to talk about Take Your Dog to Work Day. But today, Beth is here to explain why you should get a professional pet sitter. And I've pulled this line right from the PSI website, this definition that pet sitting is defined as the act of caring for a pet in its own home while the owner is away. Dog walking is also a form of pet sitting, since it involves coming to the pet's home to provide exercise and companionship. So, Beth, let's talk first about why having somebody come to your house to care for Rover or Garfield rather than shipping them off to a kennel is the better way to go.
You know, Denise, we like to say that really professional pet sitters provide a peace of mind that really no other option can provide. But one of the main reasons to use a pet sitter that comes to your home is that the pet is able to stay in the comfort of their own home, so their routines aren't changed, and it can really reduce the stress that the pet feels when you're away from home or out of town.
And that's just such a wonderful thing to know, that the pet's not stressed, because when they're not stressed, you're not as worried about them. It gives you peace of mind to do your job or to enjoy your vacation or whatever you're doing. And hopefully by not being stressed, they're less likely to have some sort of injury or illness come upon them.
Exactly. They tend to experience less stress, as we mentioned. They're happier at home. Their diet and exercise routines don't have to be interrupted, so that causes less problems. And also it can... their exposure to illnesses is minimized, since they're not leaving the home and around other pets that they're typically not around.
Makes perfect sense. But let me ask you, why would I want to hire a professional pet sitter over the kid next door who plays with my Fluffy every day and just loves her to pieces and has passion for this animal? I could be giving that kid, you know, something to do to raise, you know, earn a few bucks while he or she is home.
You know, it's a good question, and we hear that a lot, and I certainly can understand the desire to want to give the neighbor kid a chance or help him, you know, earn a little summer cash. But what we like to say at PSI is that, you know, being a pet lover is great, but loving a pet is not all it takes to be a professional pet sitter. And so while your kid next door could be great at playing with a dog while you're there, even, you know, walking the dog around your neighborhood, would that child or even a neighbor, an adult neighbor, know how to handle an emergency that could happen while you're gone? Could they recognize signs of illness in your pet? Would they know what to do if they felt that perhaps your home had been broken into while you were gone? There are so many variables that can happen when you're away from home, whether you're working long hours or on vacation, And while a kid or even a neighbor may love your pet, they're not going to be trained and prepared to handle situations that could arise.
Excellent point, because we think, oh, well, while I'm away, you know, my dog needs to be fed. He needs to be taken out to go for a walk. And I just want somebody to put their eyes on him, you know, to make sure all is well. But, you know, emergencies often happen. You know, it's Murphy's Law when we're away or after veterinary hours. So you're so right. We really want somebody, not saying that the kid or the next door neighbor isn't responsible, but somebody that's really trained in knowing how to handle pet emergencies and has kind of gone through the routine, knows some of the things to look for, not to leave obvious signs that, you know, people aren't home all day long, and, you know, maybe do some other tasks for you as well.
Exactly. You know, a lot of our pet sitters like to stress the importance of giving the home a lived-in look while their clients are gone. So they'll bring in newspapers, alternate the lights or the blinds. And those are things that a neighbor or a child may not think to do. The other thing that we like to stress is, again, as you mentioned, a neighbor or a friend or a neighborhood kid can love your pets, be very responsible, but in the event that something did happen, because we all know that accidents can occur, even for the most responsible person. But the neighborhood kid is very unlikely to have to be insured or bonded, whereas a professional pet sitter, a professional pet sitting business owner, is going to have liability insurance, for example. That would cover the pet owner in the event that something happened to their home or their pet.
Really good points. So tell us a little bit about what does PSI do to provide these professional pet sitters, a lot of P's there, all the tools and skills and knowledge they need to know to get their businesses off on the right paw.
We are at PSI, as you know, Denise, we are passionate about pet sitters. So there are a couple more P's for you. We're passionate about professional pet sitters. And what we do, we are the largest educational association in the world for professional pet sitters. So members of PSI have access to business resources such as insurance and bonding, background checks, pet sitting service agreements, and they also have access to tons of educational resources. We have a member magazine, a certificate program, free monthly webinars. So our members are able to stay up to date on the latest in pet care and business information. And they're also able to learn from one another. And we always say there's strength in numbers. So members of PSI are able to connect with more than 6,000 other professional pet sitting businesses around the U.S. and abroad. And so there's such knowledge they can draw from and apply to their business to make sure they're providing the best in care to their clients.
Wow, that is a lot of other pet sitters, you know, pet sitters can learn from. And very often we don't always learn from people that are doing the right thing. Sometimes we learn from other people's mistakes and if they're willing to share that or, you know, I don't even want to say mistakes, but just by going through life and having a job, we learn what works and doesn't work. And it's just such a great educational tool. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Beth, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. So stay with us.
You love your pet. When you use holistic medicine, their healthcare options expand. The American Holistic Veterinary Medical Foundation funds vital holistic research for your pet and your vet. Help us find these answers. Donate now. Go to helphealanimals.org. Donate for holistic research. Your pet will thank you, unless it's a cat. They expect you to do the right thing. HelpHealAnimals.org.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pet safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Listen up, animal lovers. You can support your local animal shelters and welfare organizations for free. Just shop online through adoptashelter.com. It's easy. Go to adoptashelter.com, pick the organization you want to support, and then connect to over 750 of your favorite online stores, including Amazon, Expedia, Macy's, Office Depot, Walmart, and Zazzle. Then shop like you normally do. Everything you buy earns a cash donation for the animal welfare organization of your choice. And you always pay the exact same prices as going to the merchant directly. Simply click, shop, and donate at adoptashelter.com.
So we've been talking with Beth Stultz of Pet Sitters International, and she's been telling us that having a passion for pets isn't enough to, you know, require you to be a professional pet sitter. Pet sitters that are professionals really are bonded and insured. They've taken classes. They really understand different animals, and they know what to do should disaster strike. I understand, Beth, that there are 7 special questions out there that should be asked. Would you like to elaborate on that a little?
I'd love to. PSI has what we call the Get a Real Pet Sitter campaign. And I always like to clarify that Get a Real Pet Sitter is not supposed to have a negative connotation, but we want to catch pet owners' attention to let them know that there really are more options out there when they're selecting pet care. So in the past, they may have had to rely on a neighbor or a friend or family member, but there are so many professional pet sitter options, and that's what we mean by Get a Real Pet Sitter. But there are 7 questions, and you've highlighted a couple of those already. But the first we recommend they ask is, does the pet sitter have the proper business license for your city or state if it's required? And that's a surefire way to know if someone is a true professional. If they're operating a business in your city, they should have a license if it's required. Also, as you mentioned a little earlier, they should be insured and bonded. That protects the business and it protects you and your pet. So that's very important. Question 3, you should always ask if the pet sitter can provide proof of their clear criminal history. So a professional will be able to show you a background check that they've passed just to give you that peace of mind. Also, number 4, the pet sitter should provide references, and don't be afraid to ask for those as a pet owner if you're meeting a new pet sitter. And number 5 is very important. Any pet sitter you should use should have a pet sitting service agreement or contract. So if you are going to use their services, there should be some type of contract in place. Some pet sitters have multi-page contracts. Some pet sitters just have very simple 1 or 2 page documents. But it's important they have that document. It's a legal document, and it outlines the services that they'll be providing. We also encourage that pet owners ask any potential pet sitter if they're a PSI-certified professional pet sitter or if they've completed pet care training such as pet first aid. And then lastly, it's good to ask if a pet sitter is a member of a professional or educational association, such as Pet Sitters International. As you and I discussed earlier, members of an association like PSI have access to so many tools and resources to improve their business, and so it gives pet owners that extra peace of mind that their pet sitter is committed to ongoing education.
Makes perfect sense. These are excellent questions because by having a license, being insurance and bonded, it shows the pet sitters serious about the job they do. References show they've already done the job and people, you know, do like their services. And the ongoing training is just vital. Can you tell me what it means to be certified, PSI certified?
I'd love to. PSI has a certification program. And so, for example, you can search for pet sitters on PSI's Pet Sitter Locator on the PetSit.com website, and you'll see if they have the certified logo. If you see that, that means that they've gone through an extensive training program that PSI completed or created specifically for pet sitters. So they've gone through extensive coursework that covers pet care and business topics and passed a very thorough final exam. A PSI-certified professional pet sitter has also agreed to PSI's quality standards and member code of conduct and ethics. So it gives the pet owners that extra assurance that their pet sitters have really pursued the educational credentials they need to succeed in the pet sitting industry.
Wow, that's wonderful. Because as you know, because you know me a bit, Beth, I feel like I'm a pretty good dog mom. But, you know, if I have somebody looking after my furry kids, I want them to be even more adept and more in the know than me, because more likely when I'm not around, that's when something's going to go wrong.
Exactly. It is difficult. And you know as well as I that when you are either away from your home because of work or for even for pleasure, it's difficult to leave your pets behind. So having that peace of mind that your pet is in the care of a professional pet sitter is reassuring, and it really makes you feel like a great pet parent.
Well, and I have talked to a lot of your members, and I know they do special things, like they will send pictures of the pets to the owners or parents, whatever you prefer to call them, because I know I'm the kind that's going to be wanting to check in on my kids all the time.
Exactly. Now, we hear from some members who say, some of their clients say, you know, trust you, just contact me if anything's wrong. But then there are a lot of pet parents, I think, that are like me, that say, can you send me a picture? Can you text me a photo and let me know she's doing okay? And our members are happy to accommodate those types of requests and really go that extra mile to make sure that, you know, not only they're taking care of the pets, but they're also putting the pet owner at ease.
How wonderful, because that's really what it's all about, or we'd never leave those furry kids of ours. So, Beth, where can listeners learn more about finding a pet sitter, or maybe if they even want to become a professional pet sitter?
We encourage anyone interested in becoming a pet sitter or finding a pet sitter to go to the PSI website, and that's petsit.com. Also, we have the largest online directory of professional pet sitters, our pet sitter locator, and that's at petsit.com/locate.
Awesome. Well, you and I are going to chat again next week when we talk about Take Your Dog to Work Day. But my thanks to you, to Patty Moran, and the whole team for sponsoring my first-of-its-kind Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour that's going to kick off September 15th from the PSI World Educational Conference and Expo, and for all the things you do to put us humans at ease when we're away from our furry kids.
Thank you, Denise. We're very excited to be involved.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk to an honest-to-goodness, real professional pet sitter. So stay tuned.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O. Scratch it.
Finest Fetch Dog Treats. It's more than a treat. Go to finestfetch.com. Made with the best quality human-grade ingredients and made in the USA. There is nothing like it. Your best friend will just gobble them up. And it's like eating a home-cooked meal. The treats have an unbelievable recipe. Chicken biscuit with blue cheese, rosemary and thyme, tacos, peanut butter and jelly, bagel and lox, wow, plus more. My producer eats them, and his dog eats them too, and he said they are healthy and delicious. I'm not kidding. So you must go to finestfetch.com. I'll spell it for you, FINESTFETCH.com. Your best friend will love you for it.
This is the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm excited to be back. I'm actually wagging my tail over our next guest. Uncle Scott Black was recognized as PSI's Pet Sitter of the Year in 2010 and was crowned at their convention in New Orleans, Louisiana. He holds certified professional pet sitter credentials, and if you were listening to the last segment, you know what that means. And I personally know that Scott is up to date in his pet first aid and CPCR skills, as I had the honor of retraining him in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina last year. His company, Personal Touch Pet Sitting, operates in Kingwood, Texas, and I think beyond, we'll let him explain that, is honored to be one of the only services in that area with an A rating from Angie's List. And Scott works tirelessly with local rescues throughout the year to help raise funds for their organizations and promote responsible pet ownership. And he is organizing one of the Pet Safety Crusaders whistle stops for my Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour this fall. Scott, how are you, buddy?
I am doing possum, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, and I'm happy to be chatting here with you. As you know, we just heard from PSI's own Beth Stoltz about the importance of hiring a professional pet sitter to care for your family members when you're away. What set you on the career path to becoming one of those peeps who goes into homes and cares for others' best friends?
Actually, a dog came into my life at a time that I guess we could say wasn't, quote, quite so sunny dogging, and actually became very therapeutic for me, and I started to volunteer at a rescue, and through the rescue efforts is how my pet sitting business started. That was back in 2003, 2004, 2005, I became a member of Pet Sitters International, and I have not looked back, and I'm a proud card-carrying member of Pet Sitters International. They basically gave me the foundation to start my business.
Well, and a lot of animals and their humans are lucky because you are. Knowing you have the skills and credentials to be called a professional, how have you been able to offer quality service to your clients or maybe do even a little something extra because of, you know, really getting certified and learning, you know, a little more than is needed?
I think the most important part is the peace of mind that you can give your clients. And I really don't like the word client. I choose to refer to them as my pet sitting families. I tell them I become part of your family whether you like it or not. But, you know, a lot of times things happen and they're not always pet related. It's something with the house. Is it the air conditioning when it's 100 plus degrees here in Houston? Is, you know, something outside with the pool? Does a pipe break when we get the cold snaps here in the wintertime? A lot of times it's not just pet-related. Knock wood, you know, even though I keep my training certificate of training valid every 2 years with the Pet First Aid and CPCR, you know, I'm very happy I haven't had to use some of those skills yet, which means all my furry friends are healthy. But a lot of times, you know, I have had to take dogs or cats to the vet when you just know something's not right. And having those skills, you know, is something that I would think a non-professional maybe would not be as observant. You know, requiring things, you know, as a pet sitter will not do every other day cat visits. A couple of months ago, I noticed a client's cat really declining, and it's a good thing I wasn't going every day because I think she would have expired had I not been at least once every 24 hours. And then, unfortunately, we did have to send her to the Rainbow Bridge, but I was there with her when it happened and worked with her family while they were out of town. But, you know, would a non-professional take it to that level? Would they, you know, would the kid next door, you know, that there's a lot to be said for people in this industry that do get those credentials, the CPPS, take the first aid training, do continuing education such as the PSI conference. You know, you were a wonderful speaker last year and brought a lot to our attention about disaster preparedness and so forth, the topics you spoke on. But someone that just does this as a hobby is never going to gain that knowledge.
Well,
so
thank you.
I think being I think just being a totally being prepared is the best thing I could be as a professional pet sitter.
Well, you just said so many things in that little segment that just, you know, echoed what Beth had to say and, you know, the way I feel. And, you know, as great as the kid next door who has the passion for your pets, you're right. Is he or she going to know what to do when the air conditioning goes out? And if you're in Houston or, you know, even in LA, we're supposed to have, I think, 107 on Monday here. You know, it could be a disaster. It could be fatal for a pet. If electricity goes out and there are fish tanks and there's nobody there to notice that, you know, the filtration system has stopped, we have a problem. If a water pipe breaks. So disasters don't have to be big in scope. They can be pertaining just to that one home. And if there are animals there, that's problematic.
Absolutely. And my recommendation for folks that have fish tanks, that you might be in an area where power can be lost, they do sell battery-operated filters that you can pop in when you lose power. So I have a couple of clients where we're in hurricane season now, so I always ask what happens if we lose power.
That's wonderful to know. It's always important to have our plan B. And as I always say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You also mentioned, Scott, I'm glad you haven't had to do pet first aid per se for any of your family. And let me back up to that. I loved how you said, you know, that it becomes your family. They're not your clients. And there's so much to be said about the way we present things and the way we think of them. Gosh, in this, you know, dark week we've had in this country, it's just so important that we do think kindly and we think of each other as our family or as our friends, as opposed to putting other titles on them. And that can just make such a difference in, you know, that warm fuzziness we feel towards animals and the people who love them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're spending time in their homes while they're traveling, whether it be for pleasure or, you know, sometimes it's for a not-so-happy occasion that they need to leave. And, you know, I don't want to be the guy that they just pay to come in and walk their dog or scoop the litter box. I know more about what's going on in my daily dog walk clients' neighborhoods than they do because they're not home, you know. So I really do become part of a family, like I said, like it or not.
That's just so important. I think it really gives, you know, your family members a peace of mind knowing that you care so much and that you're taking care. And like you mentioned, I know the kitty still passed away and all of us will and all of the animals we know will at some point in time. But when you notice something early, hopefully you can prevent pain and suffering. Sometimes you can make a difference and, you know, extend the life. But other times you just can make those last moments just, you know, kind for that animal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, unfortunately, saying goodbye is not easy, but I've been there for some clients, and I promised them their dog or cat would not be alone. And it's not easy, but, you know, it's an occupational hazard, as I like to say. It kind of goes with the territory, I think, of being a professional.
Well, I always say in first aid that, you know, 9 out of 10 dogs and cats are going to have an emergency at some point in their life. And if you're a professional pet sitter, you know, that's very likely to happen on your watch. But what that also means is you are going to be saying goodbye to more animals that have touched a special place in your heart. But, you know, you'll never be the same because of the love they've given you. So it's a special gift.
Oh, it's a very special gift, and I wouldn't trade what I do for the world.
Well, everybody out there, don't touch that dial, phone line, internet connection. Please stay tuned, and we're going to be back with Scott in our Father's Day tribute after this quick break.
Hey, cat lovers, listen up. Goo fur is the only way and the best way to medicate and to help you with giving supplements to your cats. Goo fur, spelled G-O-O-F-U-R-R. Goo fur is a natural paste that works as a delivery system for your cat's medication and supplements. Goo fur is the proud winner of the 2014 Editor's Choice Awards presented by Cat Fancy. This is what I want you to do. Go to goofur.com. I'll spell it out for you again. G-O-O-F-U-R FURR.com. When you dread pill time, then get Goofer. Listen up, pet lovers. The best way to keep your pets safe and your car seats clean is by purchasing StageAx. Now you can take your pets with you and keep your car seats clean with a highly durable mat and never worry. Keep your car clean, keep your pets safe, and keep yourself happy with StageAx. This is what I want you to do. Go to StageAx.com. I'll spell it for you. StayJax.com. StayJax.com. Now you can enjoy traveling with your pets and keep them safe and keep your car seats clean.
You're back with the Pet Safety Crusader, and we've been talking to Scott Black, a professional pet sitter who owns Personal Touch Pet Sitting in the Kingwood, Texas area. And I know this Sunday is Father's Day, but yesterday was actually another special day. It was Scott's birthday, so I want to send out my Bow Wow wonderful birthday wishes and hope you'll keep celebrating all weekend long. Did the dogs bake you a cake, Scott?
They didn't, but I had a few clients that left me some goodies, or I should say pet sitting families left me some goodies.
Well, see how it is. We do just become one big happy family in the animal world. So I hope you'll keep enjoying, and I'm so glad to know that they think the world of you like I do and so many others out there. And to many of us, our pets are our children. It should be to all of us, but to most of us these days. And they're the beings we funnel our love and our nurturing skills into. We're really, you know, pet parents. And with Father's Day just around the corner, I wanted to talk to a dog dad extraordinaire, which I know you are. And I want you to tell us a little about your pack. When did you first become a dog dad, and you know, tell us about your kids.
Well, I became a dog dad back in 2003, but I mean, I as a kid, and I know this sounds like every pet sitter, you know, I had a dog as a boy. but actually, my dad brought a puppy home when I was about a month old, and that dog lived to be 19 and grew up until when I was still in college. So
wow.
I've always had a fondness for dogs, but Domino, my Dalmatian, was the dog that inspired me to start my business back in 2003. Getting into rescue, I fostered and really was a big-time foster failure. So a lot of my foster dogs ended up staying. So my pack grew and grew, and, you know, we've lost some. We have some new ones. But right now, I currently have an older Dalmatian Pity Mix, my Roxy girl, and a golden named Leo, and a hound mix named Bucky, and a little wire-haired terrier mix named Hannah, and our recent addition is a little 30-pound blind, deaf, Shar-Pei bull terrier mix named Chato.
I think you need to go into a little more detail about that one in particular.
Well, he started out pretty rough. I think he was a victim of poor breeding and was born with no eyes and about 90 to 95% deafness, and was in a home that was going to be a perfect forever home for him, and the irresponsible owners brought an intact male shepherd mix in and used this little guy as a chew toy and shook him to the point that he tore his muzzle off. Fortunately, a very good friend of mine and a gal that used to work with me as a sitter is starting a special needs rescue. I will give a shout out to Hot Mess Pooch's Rescue. and she basically is starting this rescue for special needs dogs that were victims of situations like this and poor breeding. A lot of Great Danes, Double Merle, that are visually or hearing impaired or both. Mm-hmm. A lot of Dalmatians and, you know, dogs that are amputees and, you know, just this is her passion and her calling. And I heard about this little guy, and I sponsored a booth for her at a local rescue event and asked her to bring him. And I just fell in love that day. And she brought him to our house that night of the event. to meet our dogs, and he was a foster with the intent to adopt from the day he got here. and we actually officially adopted him about a month ago because I wanted to make sure, being a visually and hearing impaired dog in a home where there are dogs that he can't heed a verbal warning from or read their body language, you know, his sense of smell is off the chart. Everything is about smell and touch to him and wow. taste. He loves to eat. But I didn't want him to be a victim of walking into the jaws of, you know, Roxy or Bucky or, you know, just because he is following his nose and doesn't realize that they don't want him there, you know.
Certainly.
So
certainly.
It was, you know, one of those situations where you say, you know, is he better off in a home where he's the only dog or will he thrive in a pack, you know? And we're about 92% there, you know. They have all come around. Roxy just doesn't understand that he can't hear. I think she knows he can't see, but as she's getting older, I think she's having an arterial flow problem.
But it's all about, you know, paying attention and trying to make it work. And, you know, sometimes things never get 100%. Sometimes we have to adapt or adjust or
absolutely.
Always be supervising.
And you know what? I was so worried, and this is something that I have learned and I think has definitely made me a better pet parent or doggy daddy. But a better pet sitter. I've cared for blind or deaf dogs or cats. I've never had one as a part of my pack, you know. And from the day he came home, they talk about helicopter parents. I was so worried about him getting injured here that my dogs, the ones that could see and hear, and they were picking up on that. And it's like he became a target. And I'm like, you know what? I got to step back and breathe. And it's amazing. Once I realized I was doing things that I tell people not to do. You know, I had to heed my own advice, you know.
Well, so, you're right. We have to step back because we know things sometimes, but when it becomes so close and personal to us, whether they're on leash or not, you know, we're sending that energy
exactly,
down the leash. And
exactly.
We have to be
and, you know, and this guy, like I said, for all your listeners out there, if you want a free stock tip, you need to invest in stainless steel cleaner or wipes. I go through a can a week because I have Chato's nose prints on every appliance in my kitchen because he just smells everything. But, you know, this has definitely been such a rewarding experience. And we're still beginning, you know. He's only two. I'm just, you know, looking forward to watching him continue to become the amazing dog that I know he will be. And, you know, he doesn't know any different. That's the difference. This is the way he is. You know, he was born, he couldn't see, he couldn't hear. So to him, he stops and smells the roses all day long. Wouldn't it be great if we could all live like that?
Oh, we can just learn so much from our dogs. And I mean, you know, they don't judge each other. I mean, maybe like you're saying, Roxy or one of them, you know, isn't quite, you know, understanding yet about some of his challenges. But I mean, they don't judge if we, you know, if the dog has three legs or if he's missing eyes, you know, like we're so apt to do amongst other humans.
Well,
so,
and that's just it. I mean, you know, and if one of us did have missing a limb or couldn't see or couldn't hear, we'd be home feeling sorry for ourselves. Not dogs. They just, you know,
go
let
for
it
the
go and they move on. They move on.
Absolutely. Well, not just for Chato, but for all of the animals in your life and all the other people's animals who you take care, you are definitely an extraordinary dog dad, Scott. So I just thank you
Denise.
So much for joining me. Happy Father's Day to you, to Hale, to all the dog dads out there. And of course, to my kid's dad, Paul. Love you, honey. I do want to wish that happy Father's Day. Scott, I look forward to seeing you in San Diego for the PSI conference and then on your home turf for my tour.
I am so excited to be part of it. I really am and can't wait to see you in September.
Well, thank you. And go home and give belly rubs, ear scratches, whatever each of them like. And, you know, prop your feet up and enjoy your Father's Day as well.
Yeah, not for this professional pet sitter. He's going to be wagging his tail.
Well, that's it. While the other dog dads are out there enjoying the barbecues or
exactly,
out,
exactly.
You're
going to
be
win-win.
Taking care. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
What's going on in the car? Doesn't matter.
Hey, pet lovers, you have to try this. Organic pet shampoo and organic pet skin spray made by the Green Hippies. You cannot get better than this. They are made with organic vegetables. Wow. This is what you must do. Go to thegreenhippies.com. I'll spell it for you. Thegreenhippies.com. Thegreenhippies.com. Or call right now, 386-747-5620.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, you can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right, with Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. VETSPLUSMORE.com. Go to VetsPlusMore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you. Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com.
Are back with the Pet Safety Crusader today, and we have been talking professional pet sitters, we have been talking Father's Day, and now I want to do a recap, because last week we chatted with Lisa Brambilla, owner of BioEarn for Pets, about World Pet Memorial Day, and she's been busy planting trees in memory of all of our furry loved ones who have passed on. So Lisa, tell me all about it.
Okay, Denise. Well, we had a great successful campaign to promote not only World Pet Memorial Day, but help pet parents to remember their pets who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. And over the week prior to World Pet Memorial Day on June 12th, we had everybody who visited our website and signed up for our newsletter got a tree planted in memory of their pet. And we actually planted over 400 trees for pets.
Wow.
From all over the United States. And it was such a huge success. We got so much feedback on Instagram and on Facebook and all of our different social media pages. People were asking me if we could do another campaign because for whatever reason they missed out on getting their pet signed up. So we decided we're going to run another campaign for Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Fabulous. And we're going to be chatting with the originators of that next week. So tell us what you're going to be doing.
Well, you know, we're all about making the world a greener place while helping pet parents to memorialize their beloved fur kids who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. So what we've decided to do is we're going to celebrate all the companies who welcome pets and specifically this next week, dogs into the workplace, because we all know the benefit of having our dogs go with us to work. So our campaign is that everybody who visits our site and signs up for our newsletter will plant a tree for their pet. But in addition, we're going to keep a tally of where these people work, and the company that has the most signups, we're going to actually send them a beautiful big basket of coffee from Dogs Drink Coffee in Sacramento, California. So whether they're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or Long Island, New York, or Missoula, Montana, or right here in Southern California, the company that has the most signups for Bring Your Dog to Work Day on our website at bioornforpets.com will win a big, beautiful basket of coffee. So we'll buy the whole department, or even the whole company for that matter, a nice cup of coffee for the morning to celebrate Bring Your Dog to Work Day on the 24th of June. Not to mention planting a tree.
Not only will they enjoy the coffee, but I think the employers will be happy because it'll keep everybody perky.
Absolutely. There's nothing that keeps a person more perky than having their dog at their feet while they're working.
Oh, I know. Where can they sign up for this?
They can actually visit our website starting tomorrow at bioearn4pets.com. That's bioearn4pets.com. And the first thing will pop up is our little sign-up page, and you just tell us your pet's name, your email address, the name of the company that you work for, and the state in which your company is at, and we'll keep a tally. And again, the company that has the most sign-ups, we get to buy everybody a cup of coffee.
Wow. Well, there's no reason that you shouldn't be getting an overflow of, you know, people running to that website right now, because what a deal. And those 400 trees you've already planted, not only are they, you know, making people feel good about their goodbyes to their pets, but you're instilling, you know, more oxygen and beauty into our earth with them. Can you just maybe share some of the kinds of trees you planted?
Well, we actually planted a wide variety. Chinese orchid trees are right now a very hardy species of tree to plant, so we planted a good number of those. Japanese maple, we've planted some evergreens, some blue spruce, some ponderosa pines, crepe myrtles. I'm just going off the top of my head. I've been planting trees for the last week and a half, so I'm up to my elbows in dirt. But, you know, the neat thing that we're doing on social media is if you follow us on Instagram at BioEarn4Pets and use the hashtag Trees4Pets, that's T-R-E-E-S, the number 4, P-E-T-S, then you'll actually be able to see all the pictures and the video that we're taking on a daily basis in our greenhouse, so you can watch the trees that we've planted grow. And anybody who's in California, if they'd like to come by and pick up their pet's tree when it's about a foot and a half tall, we welcome them to come here to our greenhouse and pick up their pet's tree.
Oh, fabulous. So much beauty being created, and it allows our pets to live on. Thanks a heap for being with us, Lisa. We'll have you back again.
Oh, you're very welcome, Denise. Thanks so much, and enjoy your Bring Your Pet to Work Day on the 24th of June.
Absolutely. Now, as we get to the end of today's show, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't mention that the heat is on in many, many parts of the country, and it's going to be heating up more next week. Please, 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 I can't say enough pleases. Remember that when you have a dog or cat, you have a furry child for life who depends on you to keep them safe. If you have a dog in a fenced yard, make sure he has access to plenty of shade and water all day long. And if the breeze isn't blowing and it's really hot, maybe there's a misting system or something you can rig up, a very shallow wading pool. But just make sure he's got shade all day long, because as the sun moves, that shade tree may be casting the shade on the other side of the fence into the neighbor's yard. So please do check it out at different times of the day and make sure that water bowl can refill and is in a cool area so that it's not 110 degrees water or even hotter if you have a stainless steel bowl when that dog needs it most. If your pets are in the house, hopefully you can have AC or fans if it's safe running, but make sure they have a cool bathroom or kitchen, wherever you happen to have your tile floor, that they have access to that to keep them cool. Because unlike us, our dogs and cats don't have sweat glands all over their body. They have an evaporative cooling system going on called panting, where they're trying to take that cooler air in over their tongues into their lungs. But if it's not cool air they're inhaling, the best way they can release heat is through the pads of their feet. And speaking of the pads of their feet, if the ground is too hot for you to walk on it barefoot, it's too hot for your pet's paws too. And my really, really big thing is to never, ever, ever leave your pets alone in a car. In just a few minutes, it can become fatal. Even if you think you're in the shade, remember most of the time we're parked on asphalt or concrete, and that heat radiates up through the metal and the car gets unbearably hot very quick. So think of some of the things you enjoy, like running in the mister. You know, maybe even freeze a bowl, your dog's normal stainless steel bowl with some treats or a toy in it, turn it upside down and dump it out like a cake so that they can lick at that to keep cool. We've talked in previous episodes about making frozen doggy treats with either mashed up banana and yogurt or peanut butter. Just always please read those peanut butter labels and make sure they don't have any sugar alcohols or xylitol in them, which is an artificial sweetener that can drop your dog's glucose level very quickly. And when you do need to cool off your pet, cool him off from the paws up. Get that belly skin, the pits, the groin, and those paws wet first. And if you are immersing a pet in a wading pool or a tub or anything in order to cool him off, only take him up to the belly with the water. Do not immerse him up to his neck because you'll get him too cold too quick, and then we've got other problems going on. So just, you know, pay attention to your pets, supervise them, and keep them safe. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. That was a really full show with some awesome guests. So please look up my guests and learn more about all that they do to help the animals in your life. I am so grateful to Beth Stultz and her fearless leader, Patty Moran, who created Pet Sitters International to help pet sitters learn how to be their very best for our pet's sake. Scott Black, buddy, I think that was probably the shortest conversation you and I have ever had because I know we both have that gift of gab, but I love your heartwarming stories, and I think we got a lot in that short bit of time. So folks out there, if you live in the Kingwood area of Texas, please check out Personal Touch Pet Sitting for all of your animal needs, because I think by listening to Scott, you know he's somebody that really cares and will do his doggone best to make sure your pets are well cared for. Lisa Brambilla, a pleasure as always. You do so much to help us humans feel better about having to say our goodbyes. So thanks for being with us again this week and sharing all that you have up your sleeve. Next week, I'm going to be coming to all of you live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the Blog Paws and Cat Writers Conferences, where I'm going to be speaking on the fear-free panel along with America's veterinarian, Dr. Marty Becker and Dr. Elizabeth Colleran. Please don't forget to visit my website, sunnydoginkwithak.com, to see if you and I can actually do a meet and greet during my fall Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour. I'd really like that. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy, and I personally challenge each of you to do your very best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I'm looking forward to having you hear me and my guests next time. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off with silence and asking you to each take a moment of silence to think about the 49 lives so tragically cut short last weekend in Orlando, my hometown, as well as the 53 who were injured and all of their families. Many of them could very well have been pet parents who never came home to their best friends. So let's all give praise to the dogs and their handlers that have been arriving in Orlando today from all parts of the country who are providing comfort to those who need it most right now.